Until now we spoke b'chlolos about Mashiach ben Yosef, that Mashiach has to come from Yosef, this Mashiach ben Yosef. Today we're going to discuss a little bit as to which son of Yosef is it going to come through. We know Yosef has two children, Menashe and Ephraim. Mashiach ben Yosef is going to be an enekel of David through Menashe, of Yosef through Menashe, or is he going to be an enekel of Yosef through Ephraim? You may ask, who cares? We know by Mashiach ben David, the Rambam writes that he has to be Mizera David or Mizera Shloima. It's not enough that he's Mizera David, he has to be Mizera Shloima as well. In other words, it has to come through a specific son. So the Shaila is, if by Mashiach ben Yosef we say the same thing, that he has to come through a specific son. Bechlolos, we find that Ephraim was greater than Menashe. As proof, that Moshe, the Yaakov Avinu, when he wanted to bench the two sons of Yosef, he put his right hand on the younger son's head, the head of Ephraim. And he explained to Yosef the reason why is because it's true that from Menashe is going to come Gidon. However, from Ephraim is going to come Yeshua. And being that Yeshua is greater than Gidon, so therefore it is my obligation, I'm going to put my right hand on Ephraim's head. So this would lean to say that Mashiach ben Yosef should come through Ephraim. However, a lot of Mefarshim explain that Mashiach ben Yosef is going to come through Menashe. That even though from Menashe came the Rosh Yerovim ben Nevat, that he came through Menashe, nevertheless, Mashiach ben Yosef is going to come through Menashe. And I will attempt to explain to you a special connection between Menashe and Mashiach. Where do we find that Menashe has a special yachas to Mashiach? We find a fascinating inyan when it comes to Menashe. Where is this found? It's found in the story of the division of the land of Eretz Yisrael. Before the Eden go into Eretz Yisrael, we have the story that Reuven and Gad, they come in to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they tell him, Herzachain, we want to stay on this side of the Yarden because we want to have food for our sheep. Moshe gets upset and he says, are you kidding? You know, you want to make the same mistake that the Meraglim, the spies made. You have to go into Eretz Yisrael. So they say, we're ready to go in. We're even ready to go in first. But just let us have our wives and kids should be on this side of the Yarden. We'll go first. We'll fight. Chalutzim Nelech, we're going to go in the head. After thinking it over, Moshe Rabbeinu says, fine. But he makes one condition. I am going to leave you, this side of the Yarden, Reuven and Gad, but I'm coming to park half of Shevet Menashe with you as well. Like he says, Reuven, Gad, and half of Shevet Menashe. How did half of Shevet Menashe land there? They didn't ask for it. They didn't want it. Comes along Moshe Rabbeinu and he says, by the way, I'm giving in to you, but you have to take half of Menashe with you. What's this about? Especially you're dividing a Shevet, half on one side of the Yarden, half on the other side of the Yarden. What was going on? So in Chassidus it's explained that Moshe Rabbeinu, why did he give in at the end? Because Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the Yidden eventually are going to live in this side of the Yarden. Because it says when Mashiach comes, we're going to get the extra three lands of Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoni. These three lands are on this side, the other side of the Yarden. And he knew that if we are going to get it when Mashiach comes, so he has to start the process of Mashiach. Everything of Mashiach was started by Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to start the process of settling Yidden on this side of the Yarden. Reuven and Gad, he looked at them and he said, you're not deserving to be the only settlers here because you didn't want it because you loved Mashiach. You wanted it for your sheep. So it's not, I'll give it to you, but it's not enough. Derech Agav, there's explanations as to why Reuven and Gad wanted to be there. It's brought down that they basically knew that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to die and be buried on this side of the Yarden. And they wanted Yidden to be around the place where Moshe was buried. So they couldn't come to Moshe and say, hey, Moshe, you're about to die. We want to hang out with you. So they blamed it on their sheep. But really, it was really because of their respect for Moshe Rabbeinu. But anyways, Moshe Rabbeinu wants to settle Yidden in this side of Eretz Yisrael. So he wanted to pick the Shevet which cares about Eretz Yisrael the most. And that's why he picked Menashe. Where do we find that Mesheva and Menashe cared about Eretz Yisrael the most? We find it by Benoi Tzlavchad, the daughters of Tzlavchad, that they were from the Shevet of Menashe, and they felt that they were not going to get a part of Eretz Yisrael. And they made a whole shturim to fight that they should want, they'd want a portion in Eretz Yisrael. It shows that this was the nature of the Shevet of Menashe to fight for Eretz Yisrael. So we see from here that Menashe has an extra special shaychus to Mashiach. That's also why the word Menashe is the same letters as the word Shmoina, 8. The number 8 is connected to Mashiach. 7 is the number connected to Teva, nature, 7 days of the week, the cycle of 7 years. 7 is the natural number. And that's why the natural people love the number 7. Kol Hashvi'im Chaviv, and that's the natural best number. It's the Shleimus of Teva. However, 8 shows on higher than Teva. And that's why there are a lot of inyanim of Mashiach which is connected to the number 8. Being that Menashe was a Shevet that loved Eretz Yisrael and they loved Mashiach, therefore, the word Menashe is the same letters as the word Shmoina. In addition to that, we said that Yeshua came from Ephraim, Gidoin came from Menashe. Who was more special, Gidoin or Yeshua? So Rashi says that Yeshua is more special. Yet, when it comes to Mashiach, Mashiach is more connected to Gidoin than he is to Yeshua. And I want to explain. I'm not going to get into the whole story of Gidoin, but the reason why Gidoin was picked to save the Eden from the dangers that they were in, it's brought down like this. Hashem came to Gidoin, and he was complaining that the Yidden were doing bad. So Gidden told Eivishter, well, it's your problem, it's not theirs. You're treating them like this, and it was Melamed Chus for the Yidden. So Hashem said that because you're Melamed Chus, you're showing merit for the Yidden, you're worthy of redeeming my people. And Baal Shem Tov learns from here that Mashiach is somebody that's Melamed Chus for Klal Yisrael. That's why Mashiach is connected very much to Gidoin, the person that's Melamed Chus. And Gidoin comes from Menashe. And that's why the Mashiach ben Yosef, while he's coming from Yosef, most Mefarshim learn that it's Yosef through his son, the son Menashe.